Yeah. And that's what I'm just watching now. I was counting the cuts as well. You know, how few there were.
Not many.
No, very, very few. There's a whole chunk at the beginning where there's no cut at all. Just non-stop. And then cuts, couple of cuts in the middle. And no
chunk. Apparently he didn't enjoy working with Gene Kelly very much because he was such a tyrant.
I can believe that, but I don't know why I say that.
Well, he was, like Fred Astaire, he was a perfectionist, wasn't he?
Yes,
and it must have been a nightmare working with him because he was so passionate.
Well, he's a bit
prissier
as well, wasn't he?
Because
you
think
of that song.
It's that element, yes, obviously. But there you go, make it in the ballet, but certainly made it in musicals, thank goodness for when we've got the heritage.
Oh gosh, I'll try and keep it brief. Good. First of all, this, if anybody ever asked me, I would say my ace at the pearly gates and say, is there anything you wish you'd done but you didn't do? Anything you'd really like to have done that you'd have been proud of? I would have loved to have written Little Shop of Horrors. That would have been my answer, yes. I think it's a show I just think is so wonderful. When it got all the ingredients I love to it. The way I first saw it was memorable because I was in New York some years ago with my wife, and she happened to see a review, sort of what's on in Billy's Voice, which is a comedy horror movie or sort of musical. So I thought, oh, okay, we'll go and have a look. And we went down and we kept going further and further south in through the Bowery and climbing over winos and God knows what else. Of the show, it was very similar actually. You could hardly tell where it began. But it was in a very little dilapidated theatre. And then we sat there and saw like the best show we've ever seen, you know, for about $10. And it wasn't many months before it was on Broadway and was a massive hit, as it totally deserved to be. I say that the people who wrote this have had an influence which people perhaps don't realise. I'm not sure where to explain. Maybe after it, I'll sort of explain what they went to do. But this is the this is a song featuring Steve Martin, who we didn't see off Broadway at that time. He wasn't in it, but they had a small cast and everybody played several different parts. But Steve Martin always said, "Oh, please, 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 can I play this part in Little Shop of Horrors?" And you will see why.
It's quite nice not to know what we're going to find out. It's about 30 seconds in, because it's a lovely surprise.
Yes, it's a sort of ambition.